The answers to all of these questions, as well as to other questions about the event, depend entirely on the point of view of the journalist. You might think this is an exaggeration, that reporters, irrespective of their assumptions, can at least get the facts straight. But what are facts? In A.J. Liebling's book, The Press, he gives a classic example of the problematic nature of facts. On the same day, some years ago, both the Wall Street Journal and the now-defunct World Telegram and Sun featured a story about the streets of Moscow. Here is what the Wall Street Journal reporter wrote. The streets of central Moscow are, as the guidebooks say, clean and neat. So is the famed subway. They are so because of an army of women with brooms, pans, and carts, who thus earn their 35 rubles a month in lieu of relief. In all Moscow, we never saw a mechanical street sweeper. Here is what the World Telegram and Sun reporter wrote. 4 years ago, in Moscow, women by the hundreds swept big city streets. Now you rarely see more than a dozen. The streets are kept clean with giant brushing and sprinkling machines. Well, which is it? Can a dozen women look like an army? Are there giant machines cleaning the streets of Moscow, or are there not? How can two trained journalists see events so differently? Well, one of them worked for the Wall Street Journal, and when these stories were written, it was the policy of the journal to highlight the contrast between the primitive Russian economy and the sophisticated American economy. It still is. Does this mean the reporter for the journal was lying? We doubt it. Each of our senses is a remarkably astute sensor. We see what we expect to see. Often, we focus on what we are paid to see, and those who pay us to see usually expect us to accept their notions, not only of what is important, but of what are important details.